Yertle the Turtle by Dr. Seuss. On the faraway island of Salamisand, Yertle the Turtle was king of the pond. A nice little pond. It was clean, it was neat. The water was warm, there was plenty to eat. The turtles had everything turtles might need, and they were all happy, quite happy indeed. They were. Until Yertle, the king of them all, decided the kingdom he ruled was too small. "I'm ruler," said Yertle, "of all that I see, but I don't see enough. That's the trouble with me. With this stone for a throne, I look down on my pond, but I cannot look down on the places beyond. This throne that I sit on is too low down. It ought to be higher," he said with a frown. "If I could sit high, how much greater I'd be. What a king, I'd be ruler of all I could see." So Yertle, the Turtle King, lifted his hand, and Yertle, the Turtle King, gave a command. He ordered 9 turtles to swim to his stone, and using these turtles, he built a new throne. He made each turtle stand on another one's back, and he piled them all up in a 9 turtle stack. And then Yertle climbed up. He sat down on the pile. What a wonderful view! He could see most a mile. "All mine," Yertle cried. "Oh, the things I now rule. I'm king of a cow and I'm king of a mule. I'm king of a house, and what's more beyond that, I'm king of a blueberry bush and a cat. I'm Yertle the Turtle. Oh, marvelous me, for I am the ruler of all that I see." And all through that morning, he sat there up high, saying over and over, "A great king am I." Until long about noon, then he heard a faint sigh. "What's that?" snapped the king, and he looked down the stack, and he saw at the bottom a turtle named Mac, just a part of his throne. And this plain little turtle looked up and he said, "Beg your pardon, King Yertle. I've pains in my back and my shoulders and knees. How long must we stand here, Your Majesty, please?" "Silence," the king of the turtles barked back. "I'm king and you're only a turtle named Mac. You stay in your place while I sit here and rule. I'm king of a cow and I'm king of a mule. I'm king of a house and a bush and a cat. But that isn't all. I'll do better than that. My throne shall be higher," his royal voice thundered. "So pile up more turtles. I want about 200. "Turtles, more turtles," he bellowed and brayed. And the turtles way down in the pond were afraid. They trembled, they shook, but they came, they obeyed. From all over the pond, they came swimming by dozens, whole families of turtles with uncles and cousins. And all of them stepped on the head of poor Mac. One after another, they climbed up the stack. Then Yertle the Turtle was perched up so high, he could see 40 miles from his throne in the sky. "Hooray," shouted Yertle. "I'm king of the trees, I'm king of the birds, and I'm king of the bees. I'm king of the butterflies, king of the air. Ah me, what a throne, what a wonderful chair. I'm Yertle the Turtle, oh marvelous me, for I am the ruler of all that I see." Then again, from below, in the great heavy stack, came a groan from that plain little turtle named Mac. "Your Majesty, please, I don't like to complain, but down here below we are feeling great pain. I know up on top you are seeing great sights, but down at the bottom we too should have rights. We turtles can't stand it, our shells will all crack. Besides, we need food, we are starving," groaned Mac. You hush up your mouth, howl the mighty King Yertle. You've no right to talk to the world's highest turtle. I rule from the clouds, over land, over sea. There's nothing, no nothing, that's higher than me. But while he was shouting, he saw with surprise that the moon of the evening was starting to rise. Up over his head in the darkening skies, "What's that?" snorted Yertle. "Say, what is that thing that dares to be higher than Yertle the king? I shall not allow it. I'll go higher still. I'll build my throne higher. I can and I will. I'll call some more turtles. I'll stack them to heaven. I need about 5,607. But as Yertle, the Turtle King, lifted his hand and started to order and give the command, that plain little turtle below in the stack, that plain little turtle whose name was just Mac, decided he'd taken enough. And he had. And that plain little lad got a little bit mad. And that plain little Mac did a plain little thing. He burped. And his burp shook the throne of the king. And Yertle the turtle, the king of the trees, the king of the air and the birds and the bees, the king of a house and a cow and a mule, well, that was the end of the Turtle King's rule. For Yertle, the king of all Salamasan, fell off his high throne and fell plunk in the pond. And today, the great Yertle, that marvelous he, is king of the mud. That is all he can see. And the turtles, of course, all the turtles are free, as turtles and maybe all creatures should be. Fancy Nancy, Just My Luck by Jane O'Connor. For show and share, Clara had a four-leaf clover. She passes it around. Four-leaf clovers bring good luck, Clara tells everyone. They bring even more good luck than finding a penny. Miss Glass isn't positive that is true. Positive is fancy for sure about something. She says, I don't believe in good luck charms, but four-leaf clovers are quite rare. There aren't a lot of them, so Clara is lucky to have one. At recess, I decided to find a four-leaf clover of my own. Lionel helps. Here is what we find. A key and some string, a wheel from a toy car, and Robert's library card. Thanks, Robert says. He puts the card in his pocket. It is hard because he is upside down. I'm lucky you found it. On the way inside, I hear someone shouting. It is Grace from the other class. Didn't you see what you just did? You stepped on a crack, Grace says. She points to a sidewalk square. There is a big crack in it. So what? I say. Duh, says Grace. Don't you know that's bad luck? No, I say. I was not aware of that. It turns out that Grace is an expert on bad luck. Expert is fancy for someone who knows a lot. Walking under a ladder is bad luck. Don't open an umbrella indoors or spill salt. Anything with 13 is bad luck, and you better hope that a black cat never runs by you. That's like double trouble bad luck. Wow, there are so many bad luck things to keep track of. At lunch, I spill pudding on myself. Maybe it's because I stepped on the sidewalk crack. For bad luck, it is not so bad. But from now on, I need to be more careful. On the way home, I try not to walk on any cracks. I have to back up and leap over this one. Woo! I just made it. At home, I check all the mirrors. Woo! None of them have cracks. At dinner, JoJo bangs my arm by accident. I almost spill some salt. Woo! That was a close call. The next morning, it is raining. I almost forget about not opening an umbrella inside. Woo! That was another close call. All day, I stay away from 13s. I eat 14 veggie chips. I use 12 pipe cleaners. Then math gets me in trouble. One of the problems is 6 plus 7. When Miss Glass calls on me, I say 37. I know that is incorrect. That is fancy for wrong, wrong, wrong. But maybe saying 13 will bring bad luck. Big bad luck. By the end of the day, I am exhausted. That is way more tired than tired. What's wrong? Miss Glass asks. I knew the answer was 13, I say. I explain about bad luck stuff. Keeping bad luck away is hard work. Miss Glass puts an arm around me. Nancy, don't worry about any of these things. They aren't true, I promise. I want to believe Miss Glass. Miss Glass is very wise after all. That is fancy for extra smart. Walking home, I try not to think about cracks. Then, a block from my house, something terrible happens. A black kitten comes out of nowhere and runs across the sidewalk. Grace says a black cat is double trouble bad luck. A second later, a boy turns the corner. My kitten got out of the house. Have you seen it? The kitten went into the park, I tell the boy. Without thinking, I help him look. It's just a lost kitten that needs my help. At last, I spot the kitten. It is in the playground tube. I block one end of the tube. The boy crawls in, and out he comes with his kitten. Thanks so much, he says. It sure was good luck that you saw where she ran. Seeing a black cat wasn't bad luck at all. Grace is mistaken. Miss Glass is correct. Just before I get home, I see something shiny in a puddle. It is a penny, a new penny. Maybe it will not bring good fortune. I put it in my pocket anyway. After all, if I find 99 more, I will have a dollar, and that is almost a fortune. Something Beautiful by Sharon Dennis Wyeth. When I look through my window, I see a brick wall. There is trash in the courtyard and a broken bottle that looks like fallen stars. There is writing in the halls of my building. On the front door, someone put the word die. Where I walk, I pass a lady whose home is a big cardboard carton. She sleeps on the sidewalk, wrapped in plastic. I run past a dark alley where mommy told me I must never go. Behind a fence, there is a garden without any flowers. Mommy said that everyone should have something beautiful in their life. Where is my something beautiful? The teacher taught me the word in school. I wrote it in my book. B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L. Beautiful. I think it means something that when you have it, your heart is happy. I go to Miss Delphine's diner. Hi there, sugar pie, says Miss Delphine. What are you up to? I'm looking for a something beautiful, I tell her. Sit down for a minute, she says, as she goes to the grill. She puts on fish. The fish sizzles. Miss Delphine makes it into a sandwich. There's nothing more beautiful tasting than my fried fish sandwiches, she tells me. My teeth sink in. This is good. When I go back outside, I see some of my friends. Do you have a something beautiful? I ask them. I have my jump rope, says Sybil. I have my beads, says Rebecca. Check out my new shoes, says Jamal. My fruit store is one beautiful store, says Mr. Lee. You do have nice apples, I say. Thank you, says Mr. Lee. Take one. Watch my moves, says Mark, playing ball in the playground. Hear my sounds, says Georgina, dancing on the sidewalk. Touch this smooth stone, says old Mr. Sims, sitting on his front steps. All these years, I have carried it in my pocket. Through the big window in the laundrette, I see Aunt Caroline holding baby Carl. And where are you off to, little miss? She asks me. I am looking for something beautiful, I say. She hands me Carl and folds up the clothes. I tickle Carl and he giggles. He makes me giggle too. My baby's laugh is something beautiful, says Aunt Caroline. I go back home and sit down on my stoop. I look at the trash in my courtyard. I see the word die on my door. I go upstairs and get a broom and a sponge and some water. I pick up the trash. I sweep up the glass. I scrub the door very hard. When die disappears, I feel powerful. Someday, I'll plant flowers in my courtyard. I'll invite all my friends to see. I will give a real home and a real bed to the lady who sleeps in a cardboard carton. She will sing and I will hear her song. Mommy comes home from work. She gives me a great big hug. Do you have something beautiful? I ask her. Of course, she says, I have you.